Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. It's not that complicated. Recently, my wife and I attended a birthday party for a wonderful lady who turned 105 years old. That was a few days ago, and I'm still in awe at the privilege of being part of a group of people who met to celebrate this iconic figure. Not many of us will come close, and this was the first time in my life, as far as I can remember, that I was in the presence of a human being who lived to such a ripe old age. I was curious, and so I approached her with what I thought was a great question. What is the secret of living to this age? She barely gave herself time to think, and then she said, "God has the plan, and I just walk in that plan." Did you hear that? She was proud to tell all present that she had chosen to live her life according to the plan that God has had for her all these many years. It doesn't get any better than that, does it? No special diet, no credit to her gene pool, no practice of going to bed early at nights. Probably she's done all those things, but the real secret to her longevity is that she knew God had a plan for her life, and she walked in that plan. Let us talk about the plans of God for your life. There's a popular scripture that speaks directly to that. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13. Before we go any further, these were part of a bigger message God had sent to his chosen people, the Jews, at a time when a large segment of them were living not in Palestine, but they were exiled in Babylon and being ruled by a heathen emperor. They were far from happy. In fact, in Psalm 137, we read how they would sit by the rivers of Babylon and weep when they remember Zion. To be living away from home, from family, from the future you used to enjoy, that can be pretty devastating. But as God's people, he had not forsaken them. He had not abandoned them. Things might have been far from desirable, living the way they lived, and in the midst of their sad existence, God sent this message to them. "I have great plans for you. In the midst of your sorrowful situation, I have plans for you, and what you are now experiencing is nothing compared to the plans I have for you. You will be surprised to know that my plans for you are tailored so that you will prosper and not to bring you into harm and danger. Instead, I want you to have a bright future." Say again, who is God talking to? His very people. I believe that this message is not applicable only to the Jewish people at that time, but I'm convinced that this also applies to God's New Testament people. I'm talking about people who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, people who have been born again. God has plans for you, and right now it might seem that only God knows those plans, which means you need to have a serious meeting with God to learn about the plans he has for you. The problem is that you might hear this scripture when someone has had a near-death experience. God is saying to you, "Furthermore, my plans for you have always been around, and since you have become a child of God, there is a special agenda with your name on top." So let us talk about some Bible folks. David realized the day that Samuel anointed him that God had plans for him to be the second king of Israel, and David did not try to rush into that part of God's plan, but he waited for God's timing. Moses might have felt that he would live in Midian for the rest of his life, having escaped punishment in Egypt for killing an Egyptian man. He was now 80 years old, not far from death, all things being equal. But God met him in the burning bush phenomenon and revealed a big plan for him. God chose this old man, Moses, to lead his favorite people, the Jews, out of Egyptian slavery. And for the next 40 years of his life, Moses walked in that plan that God had had for him from he was an infant. It did not take long before Saul, as he was known then, discovered that God's plan for his life was nothing like he was engaged in at the time, persecuting God's people right there in Jerusalem. One day, Saul, who was on a mission of persecution, had a life-changing experience. He met God. And 3 days later, Saul heard a message from God, and it was a plan God had for him beginning that very week. This message was delivered by a Jewish leader to this recently born-again man. But for the rest of his life, Saul, also known as Paul, fulfilled the plans of God for his life. The assignment God had in store for him right up to the time when he was being executed for the sake of Christ was all about living a devout life to Jesus Christ. Although he was facing execution, Paul did not express regret, nor did he complain. He sought to live full-time in service of the expansion of the kingdom of God and growth in the early church. While he was walking in God's plan, he amassed a rap sheet that spoke of horrific experiences that he endured, all as part of God's plan for his life. What about you? Do you know the plans God has for you, and are you walking in that plan? God is not cruel as to withhold his plan for your life from you. He might not reveal all of it at once, but God, who is a God of order, might seem to take a long time, but he will unveil the plans that he has for you. If you currently do not know the plans God has in store for you, then my friend, I would suggest you get down on your knees inside of your prayer closet and see God's face. Ask God earnestly to reveal his plans for your life. Don't be like people who are not Christians. The big plan that God has for the unsaved is for them to be born again. I want to close with the scripture we used earlier, or at least a part of it. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. This awesome God, he has a plan just for you.